Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, we'll hear from Dalton Schultz in a sec. Man, you must love this coaching staff. New tight end for the Houston Texans. One of the best receiving tight ends in the league the last few years. Not in Dallas anymore. You're in Houston. So we'll hear from Dalton Schultz, Stanford guy. Worked out for the Texans once upon a time ago. However, they decided they were going to take 26-year-old Jordan Akins instead. So
how'd that work out?
Yeah. Well, he came back. He had a big touchdown in against Indianapolis.
How'd Dalton Schultz do?
He did well.
Yeah.
Although, last time he was on a football field, it wasn't pretty. I think
his awareness
rating.
He was the one that didn't go.
Yeah, didn't go out of bounds and then didn't stay in bounds. I think his awareness rating in Madden dropped 76 points in that one series. Don't quote me on that. Unofficial.
And they were going to win anyway.
But. Stats. Well, could have gotten a little close. Yeah. Maybe it could have gotten a little bit interesting. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. I have one wish. Let me hear Ray J real quick. Bet you didn't think you were going to hear Ray J today on In the Loop on Sports Radio.
You never know with In the Loop.
Yeah, let me hear some Ray J. Isn't this one of your favorite R&B singers of all time, Figgy?
Nah, nope.
Okay, well, let me hear him real quick. My one wish, baby. Sing it, Ray J. My one wish. I want the Astros and Rangers to go toe-to-toe in the regular season for the division, and then I want a playoff series.
Oh, that'll take it to the next level.
I want a playoff series. I want a long rivalry. It would be great for the city. We haven't had, like, legit. A lot of times, like, the Houston-Dallas, I feel like it's forced. I've been on both sides of it.
I feel like
it's forced. I don't feel like there's substance. Like, Boston and New York, you know, you can point to some moments. Cowboys and Oilers weren't really going toe-to-toe.
Well, they didn't play regularly.
Exactly. And, yeah. Texans and Cowboys aren't going toe-to-toe. That's maybe once every 4 years. Mm-hmm. Rangers and Astros, they were in different leagues for a long time, and they haven't been good at the same time, with the exception of maybe 1 year.
Yeah.
And even then, they weren't great. Right now, these are two great baseball teams. These are two of the best baseball teams in the league, and this is like some real Dallas-Houston substance, and I just think it would be great for the Astros to have this type of rivalry.
I don't think the Astros fans have really had a rivalry since the St. Louis Cardinals in the National League, because the Astros fans have been mad at a lot of teams. They've been mad at the Yankees. They've been mad at the Dodgers. They've been mad at individual players that say something about the Astros 2017 World Series. But they've never had a rivalry, and I can't emphasize this enough. This is what you crave as a baseball city, you know. Red Sox, Yankees, they just crave that. Dodgers, Giants, they just crave that. Cardinals, Cubs, your entire generations grow up with it. My entire life, the Rangers and Astros have never been a rivalry, a true rivalry. One's been good, one's been bad. They've been in different leagues. We know the story. this is going to take it to the next. I'm like legit, like excited.
No, I want this bad. Yeah. I want this bad. And DeGrom's going to come back a little later on, maybe August 1st ish, and we're going to see two very good teams. This is not a fluke. Like yeah. The Rangers are not like they're doing this without DeGrom. The Rangers are going to be a factor, and the Astros are going to be a factor. And this is not fool's gold. This is not. It's early. So save it. It's early.
They're 39-20.
They walked it off yesterday. They're a game away from being 20 games above 500. They lead the MLB in run differential, batting average, on base percentage, runs. They're second in slugging in OPS, and their starting pitchers are second in the MLB in ERA and third in WHIP.
Yeah.
So, are they better than the Astros? I wouldn't say so yet. I don't think they've earned the right to say that yet. Now, do they have a hell of an opportunity to be able to prove that? And is there reason to believe that maybe at the end of the season they could be division champs? Maybe so. I hope that kind of goes into a playoff series as well.
What are the perfect ingredients for a perfect rivalry? You got to be in proximity.
Got to be in proximity.
Check. All right.
Got to be good.
You got to be good or great. Check. You've got to have a built-in built-in interweaving of people from both cities. A lot of people in Dallas from Houston. A lot of people in Houston from Dallas.
Sure. I feel like you're making up these rules, though.
No. Like the perfect rivalry. And you've got to be able to have a little trash talk and legit sports hate for the other team. Nathaniel Lowe said yesterday, they don't even face the Astros until June 30th. This is our division to lose. I love that. I mean, I absolutely love that. Talk that noise. That's their first base.
They also got, by the way, if you went at it, element, you got two Hall of Fame managers.
Yeah.
Two of the 10 winningest managers of all time. Bruce Bochy has three World Series.
You got to have star power.
Bruce Bochy has three World Series, one of the best in-game managers of all time. Dusty Baker is one of the most notorious, celebrated, charismatic baseball lifers of all time. Yeah. So you got two guys overseeing this thing that are just straight up OGs.
Yeah.
You're sitting there watching Astros Rangers. Just imagine this. It's let's say you got to take two out of three to win the division.
Mm-hmm.
You're sitting there, you got the towels waving and stuff like that. You're looking at the camera, like through the camera on the TV, and then all of a sudden there's like a pan on Dusty Baker. There's a pan on Bruce Bochy.
Yeah.
There's like their stats go up on the thing. You got all this like stuff. Man, this is we need this.
And the drama.
I want a series. I want a series. I don't want a division race. I want a series.
No, I want a series too.
I want a series.
But it starts with this, and I think the drama is important. And you know, the drama here is, you know, not just everything we just said, but the Astros are sizzling hot right now. They're 11-5 in their last 16 games. The Rangers are 13-3. I mean, the Rangers have made ground on the Astros over the last 16 grounds. As hot as the Astros have been, that is going to be great.
Not even main ground, separated grounds.
Separated, yeah. Separated. Oh, and by the way, the Astros and Rangers are now 5.5 games clear of the rest of the division. So this is it. This is what it's going to be.
Now, it might be too early, right?
Well, for the 5.5 games. For it to be,
I'm not counting Seattle out.
Mariners might creep up.
I'm not counting them out yet.
But it's going to be Rangers and Astros by all accounts.
We are into that first third, though.
We're past it.
We are. Well, we're into that second third. Yeah. So it is picking up, and it does look like these two ball clubs will be good for the first time, and that would be my wish.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it.
I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Speaking of Dallas and Houston, the newest tight end for your Houston Texans, one of the best signings, according to many, Dalton Schultz. Didn't see this one coming, but the Texans made the signing, and he is going to be perhaps the main target for C.J. Stroud, depending on what happens. Like, if recent numbers are any indication, there's a chance he could be catching the most passes from your rookie quarterback, C.J. Stroud. He's came from Dallas to Houston. Let's hear what he had to say, including some really, really, really strong words about the Texans coaching staff live straight off the practice field. This was Dalton Schultz after the Texans concluded their on-field work.
Dalton, what went into your decision to come here and come down from Dallas and
go to Texas? Yeah, I mean, first and foremost, like, I'm just grateful to have an opportunity to play. You know, going into year six, obviously, you know, DeMeco coming in, he's been the D coordinator that's, you know, kicked us out of the playoffs the last kicked me out of the playoffs the last couple of years. And so it's like, you know, having a defensive minded head coach with a scheme that I truly have respect for and believe in. And then, you know, also just the scheme coming over from SF, like, you know, an offense that, you know, I've got some familiarity with in my past. And, you know, obviously everybody's kind of seen what they've been able to do in San Francisco. And so, you know, having opportunities like to do the same thing here has been, you know, very intriguing for me at the tight end position, especially. CJ's he's bright, man. You know, he's kind of his attitude and demeanor kind of almost understated sometimes. He walks through pretty humble, like head down, soft voice. But I mean, you can just you start to interact with him. I mean, the kid just oozes confidence, man. Like, you know, obviously everybody's familiar with what he did at Ohio State. You know, I mean, the kid's a baller. Throws a nice ball, and I mean, so far as you know, he's been soaking up everything he can from, you know, all the offensive coaches in the room. So I think the kid's got a bright future ahead of him.
Last year, Texans almost beat you guys.
Almost.
You look back, you saw from them in that game, and what you see now. Talk about, you know, what happened then and what do you see in the transition under the new staff and the team that saw that.
Absolutely. I mean, going into that, like, I think, you know, it's easy in the league to kind of underestimate guys and underestimate teams, you know, especially you look at records. But, you know, every record in the league, like, any team can beat any team on any given Sunday. I know it's cliche, but, like, the margins of winning and losing in this league are so, so slim. And I think even looking back last year, especially, like, leaving that game, I just remember thinking, like, damn, they got a really good young core. You know, especially I think the back end of the secondary, like, kind of impressed me playing against them, you know, all the time. And so, you know, just knowing that you're coming into a young team who's hungry, has got a lot of, you know, young guys on rookie deals, you know, hungry to prove themselves, I think is very, you know, attractive and picking, like, where you want to play. You know, and obviously, you know, actually getting in the building, you start to see that there's actually a strong, like, veteran presence here as well. You know, there's a lot of good leaders, especially on that defense. And I think, you know, hearing some of those voices in those first in these first couple months has been great. And honestly, it feels good to be in a place that, like, you know, I feel like very hungry coming to work, being around guys, you know, that are that motivated to get better on a day by day basis.
What are you talking about, Damian Pierce?
Say it again. Man, dude, that kid can run hard. Like, I remember coming out of the game last year, I'm like, damn, who the hell is this 31 kid? He's just gashing us. Dude, he's a great player. He's, dude, full energy, ball energy. You know, he's one of the – I mean, I had to ask him, I'm like, what year is this for you? Because, like, he carries himself like a vet, you know what I mean? And so, you know, it's just listening to a kid that's been here, you know, he's a second-year league guy. you know, kind of surprised me a bit because he definitely gives off that kind of veteran, you know, established leadership style. And so, you know, having him kind of, you know, be at the head of the running back room, I think is big time going forward.
Just a couple more, Sarge.
I mean, to be honest, like, I don't really care about that stuff right now. Just putting it first and foremost, like I said, coming into this, like, I'm just happy that I can play for another year. Whether that's on a 1 year, a 4 year, a 10 year, whatever it is, like, I'm excited that I got an opportunity to take another shot at, you know, making a deep playoff run and ultimately winning a Super Bowl. And I think that's kind of what I'm most focused on. All that other stuff, like, I handle that, you know, I leave that to my agent. I just let him kind of dictate, you know, whatever he says, I kind of go with, so.
Last one for Coach Dalton. You were able last year to see what this Texas team was, and it's easy to go ahead and see in an offseason when the team makes a lot of good moves where the direction is, but what were some things that you liked about this team last year that were already implemented on the field before you signed?
I mean, first and foremost, like, just the coaching staff, like, You get guys like D'Amico and bringing in a scheme from, like I said, SF, like, proven scheme. You know, all those guys from the Shanahan tree are just, you know, offensively in my eyes are really, really good football, like, scheme designers. So, I mean, the coaching staff's a big thing. And then, you know, taking a visit, doing the physical part here, having a chance to meet the strength staff, having a chance to meet the nutrition staff, like, the, you know, everybody in the PT room, the return to play guys, like, top to bottom, like, they've assembled a staff that, I mean, is top notch. So I think, you know, that felt very comfortable, especially when I first came here, of, like, you know, feeling that, okay, this is a place that's been set up with people around that are fully committed to helping their players, you know, from anything from recovery to nutrition to strength training. So I think once I found that, you know, they had everybody in place to kind of handle all the non-football, you know, on the field stuff, like, you know, that just made it the decision easy for me.
I know you only had the 1 year crossover Davis at Stanford and he redshirted that year. What do you see to him in terms of his growth? You guys, the team action was then.
Dude, it's tough because, like, I didn't have before here, I don't think I had a pass from him, like, ever. Because as soon as he came in, like, he tore his ACL, like he was basically redshirting, medical redshirt, so they had him on the side. Like, I don't even think, you know, going through in the training room, he threw me a ball. Like, and so I think, you know, it's hard to say, like, just how much he's grown. But obviously you have to grow a whole lot coming in from your freshman year at a place like Stanford to the league. So, I mean, I'm excited for him. You know, it's great to have another Stanford boy in here, but, you know, him and Book both. But, yeah, I think it's one of those things where you can kind of reminisce a little bit about the good old days. But it's nice having another guy like him here.
He clearly doesn't want to give up his spot without a fight. So you get a sense that, you know, he can still play in this league, which belongs here.
Dude, everybody on this team can play in the league, like, point blank, period.
Thanks.
Point blank, period. Goodness gracious. Dalton Schultz here on In the Loop Sports Radio 610 live at the podium. I was talking to someone this morning. I was out walking the dog, and there's a dude I talked to, and I started talking about the squad, and he's a big Texans fan. He's drinking all the Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
Like, all the Kool-Aid.
Kind of,
like,
hard to right now.
Like just, nah, but he's drinking.
Hard not
like,
to, I mean.
He's drinking almost like a 10-win Kool-Aid.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's drinking a 10-win
That Landry Kool-Aid. Locker Kool-Aid.
Well. I said I could get there, but yeah, we've heard the promo. He was talking about how he feels like good about Mechie and that the receivers are going to surprise. I actually think there's a strong chance that the tight ends are badass in this thing. And the reason that I say that is because, like, you look at San Francisco and you look at Kyle Shanahan, and we always talk about, oh, well, you know, in San Francisco they have this. Who's going to be the Kittle? Who's going to be the Juszczyk and all that type of stuff. What's great about the Kyle Shanahan offense is that there's really no look for it. Whether it's in Cleveland with Brian Hoyer, mm-hmm. where they were in first place after a few games, whether it's in Atlanta with Matt Ryan, where he was MVP, whether it's in Washington with RG3 before that, and then whatever they've had in San Francisco, it's really just about adapting and maximizing the skill set that your roster has. And I think Bobby Slowick, if he's worth a damn, and if he's anything close to what makes Kyle Shanahan great, you have a guy who's already established himself as one of the best pass-catching tight ends in the NFL, Dalton Schultz. I think Quinteriano could be a really good second tight end. Some of these guys below them, too, I think you need to look out
Brevin
for
Jordan
some
had a
of them.
Good day, according to some of the reports.
Yeah, some of these other guys below them, you got to look out.
Are you going to do it again?
I'm not doing it with Brevin Jordan.
Had two great catches today.
Okay, I'm chilling. And then they brought in Beck for $2.5 million, and he does fullback tight end things. I think there's a chance that the most pleasantly surprising position group from this team this year could be the tight ends. And I think Bobby Slowick could actually maximize it and take advantage of it.
I mean, Quinteriano is young. You know, I mean, there is a lot of – you talk about a leap, you know, from 1 year to the next. There's possibilities there. Certainly it could go the other way as well. But the confidence that you have with this offensive staff – I mean, you heard it there with Dalton Schultz. I mean, this is a guy that's been in the league. This is his sixth year. And, you know, was it a good organization, all due respect to the Dallas Cowboys? Certainly that – the Cowboys are an organization that know how to treat its players, you know, with all the necessary things to give them, you know, advantages. And that's the number one thing he raved about with the Texans, basically saying, you know, the coaching staff, you know, the training staff, the weightlifting staff, like that kind of sealed the deal for him on top of having the offensive minds of Slowick, et cetera, here. So it's kind of hard not to buy in to Dalton Schultz individually in the tight end group, but also what this organization, how they're outfitting their players and giving them the opportunities to excel like they haven't before.
Keep an eye on them tight ends. I'm telling you, you heard it here first on In the Loop Sports Radio 610. Coming up, let's confess. Lunchtime confessions. I put myself inside the body of Dalton Schultz. I tried to, like, imagine what was going on inside his mind. And there was one moment where I was just like, man, I can't imagine what this is like. We'll talk about that and a lot more. Lunchtime Confessions coming up next.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
All right, lunchtime confessions. We confess our sin to you, the loopholes. Shout out to the loopholes. If you listen, you are one. Some of these confessions have to do with sports. Some have nothing to do with sports. We're transparent with you 24/7. We let it hang a little bit lower, slightly to the right at 12:20 during lunchtime confessions. It is time to confess. So I was listening to Dalton Schultz a second ago, and John McClain's going to join us for his weekly visit. He's coming straight from the press conference. I heard him ask his question to Dalton Schultz, and here was the question. No, actually, I'll present the confession first, and then we'll hear the question. What are players thinking when they come from out of town and see John McClain up there and asking them a question for the first time? What's going through their mind?
What's the story with this guy?
Just imagine sitting there seeing this guy for the first time.
Mustache. Kind of big.
Hall of Fame hat that looks like it hadn't been washed.
Black shirts, black shorts.
2 years. Just what's going through your mind? Your Dalton Schultz are sitting up there, and then all of a sudden this goes on.
Last year, Texans almost beat you guys.
Almost.
Soft of them in that game. And what you see now. Talk about know, what happened then and what do you see in the transition under the new staff and the team aside?
There's no way they're not sitting there like, what is going on?
No, what's the story with this guy?
Man, yeah. Everyone told me Houston was not the stereotypical Texas-sounding town, and listen to this hillbilly sitting here asking me a damn question.
Mm-hmm. What if you were in a press conference or you're in a media availability and the only two people in front of you were Mark Berman and John McClain?
And that has happened a lot, I'm sure. That has happened a lot, I'm sure.
I want to rethink my contract here.
Watch this.
I actually felt
Dalton
bad.
Dalton Schultz holds out.
I felt bad for Alek Manoah last night, man. I mean,
why?
The Astros, because that's an awful, awful collapse. He was a legit Cy Young candidate last year.
So what?
He gave up 6 runs in the first. He is going to be sent to the minor leagues. He is awful. His entire outing last night. I can give you his entire outing. Single, bunt single, that he tried to blow into foul territory. Like,
that was where he went wrong. That was the end of it.
It's against the rules. I've seen it in the past. Okay, so single, bunt single, single, fly out, single, walk, grand slam, single, single.
Now, would Adam Spillane say that this was soft contact?
I don't think any of those were, well, bunt single, I guess. But I kind of felt bad for that dude. Like,
really?
This is a total, because everybody's talking about the pitch clock is what got him. He's also fat.
Oh, wow. Fat shaming. Okay.
No, he came in fat.
Okay.
It's that's not exactly, I mean, it's
wow.
It's out there.
Wow.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
When I heard that an Indianapolis Colts player was under investigation for gambling, I hoped it was one of their best players. I was hoping Jonathan Taylor. I was hoping Michael Pittman Jr. I was hoping Shaq Leonard, formerly known as Darius. I was hoping Quentin Nelson. Isaiah Rodgers, a little disappointed, not going to lie. I was hoping that it was someone better because it would have helped the Texans.
I get it. I understand it. Kind of felt that way myself.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
I know you've talked about the NBA Finals and how silly it is that we're not playing tonight.
Should be, man.
My confession is, as much as this has bitten me in the ass, I'm still thinking it's going to be a gentleman's sweep. It's going to be Nuggets in 5, and go ahead and prove me wrong again like you have over and over again, Jimmy Butler. I think the Nuggets, I like Michael
Malone. Still don't believe in the Heat, man.
Yeah, I guess not. I'm pulling for him. Well, Jimmy Butler, but I think it's still going to be Nuggets the rest
you
of
like
the way.
You like
Spo? I do. I know he was kind of had something.
No, I don't think he was being a jerk.
He was a little bit being a jerk.
No, I don't think so.
Yesterday. Or day after, right after the game.
I think he was trying to be respectful to the game.
I think he was trying to hide what his real strategy was. I think she was onto it. Like just let.
Oh, you think Ramona was onto it?
Yeah. I think a lot of people were. It was mentioned not just by her. That they're clearly just, okay, you score your points, man. And we're going to beat you in transition when you miss.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
I thought it was weird when they signed him because I didn't think it was a significant need. And I, quite frankly, thought that maybe he was done. And now that I'm watching this Astros team and I'm watching all these guys really play pretty well in limited spot duty, and it seems like, you know, Dusty's going to have to play some chess, but it's not that hard of a game of chess. I don't think Michael Brantley fits into this thing.
Like, oh, I just
don't think Michael Brantley fits into what the Astros are doing right now and what they need. So as much as I love Michael effing Brantley, he's my guy, I got to confess, I don't see a fit for him on this squad.
It's like those Facebook statuses. It's complicated. It complicates things more.
Did you ever have one of those?
No, I didn't do that. Come on.
You and Jan going through it?
No, I didn't do that.
Could you see who would be the most likely of us three to have that, Figgy?
It's complicated?
It's complicated.
Figgy.
To put it in his Facebook status, yeah, it's complicated.
Not really, man.
Not because of the marriage, just if it were complicated, Figgy on Facebook.
I mean,
nah, I never cared about that stuff, man.
Brantley complicates things, and you don't know what you're going to get. You have to play these two, dude. What did Yonner? Yeah. Yonner got four hits yesterday.
Yeah, and Jokes hit a grand slam.
Yeah,
and Dubon is
Dubon
nearly hitting 300.
Yeah,
so
it's complicated, man. It is.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
I just don't believe anything the Astros tell us anymore about injuries. Just don't. It's their own fault. It's not my fault. It's their fault because they've been so, I don't know what the word is. Clever, mysterious, whatever you want to call it, coy about their injuries. Jose Altuve, I guess he's playing Wednesday. I mean, that's what they've told us. I'm sorry. I love this team, man.
He was out there in the field yesterday,
he's
sir.
He's taking some fielders, some grounders, did something to his oblique. I mean, it's their own fault. I don't think anybody should believe anything they say about injuries.
It's okay, right?
Not really.
How does that make you feel?
It doesn't make me feel great.
That's a confession right there.
Doesn't make me feel great.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
There's all this talk about who the Rockets should pick, and this is a true confession.
Mm-hmm.
I'm confessing basically to being very sophomoric. There's all this talk about, you know, should they trade up for Scoot? Should they draft one of the Thompsons? All this talk. Look, I don't care if it's at 4. I don't care if it's at 20. I want them to take Grady Dick from Kansas. Because I just think there's so much opportunity there to be sophomoric. Like, I want them to make the Dick pick at 20. I rest my case.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
I had a top 5 list for Taco Tuesday, so I'm feeding the beast here, so to speak.
Okay, because today is today Taco is, Tuesday. What day is it, LeBron?
Yeah, what day is it, LeBron? I love this drop so much.
Because it's Taco Tuesday!
I think you could live the rest of your life on one of these 5 top breakfasts.
He's on a commercial, by the way, doing this too.
Well, they beep it out. It's actually pretty well done. He's endorsing Taco Bell.
He said
huh?
that at the end, though.
Yeah, I'm sure he eats a lot of Taco Bell.
You never know. Tell me if there is.
That's disgusting, by the way, of him to sell out like that.
If I had one of these 5 tacos the rest of my life,
insult to the true
for
Taco
breakfast,
Bell. Taco Bell, Taco Supreme.
No, these breakfast tacos. I could live the rest
Who
of my life.
Who has a rotation of 5 breakfast tacos?
I do. I have a rotation of 5 breakfast tacos. You're looking at it.
This is going to be so random too.
No. This is classic.
With a side of blah 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 and a sprinkle of blah blah blah.
You
got to
go with the brisket and shrimp taco.
Although when you put a little truffle. No, just kidding. These 5 breakfast tacos, I confess I could live the rest of my life having one of these for breakfast every day.
Okay.
I'd be fat.
Yeah.
And
short.
Yeah. Chorizo con huevo. Barbacoa. Papa con huevo.
The hell's that?
Potato and egg.
Oh, that's the worst.
Bacon, egg, and cheese.
Now we're getting normal.
And the Mexicana, which is all the vegetables. I could live the rest of my life on one of those 5 tacos every day, or 2.
All right.
Which is yours? You go chorizo con huevo?
No.
What do you do?
Bacon, egg, and cheese, or sausage, egg, and cheese. I'm not big on the chorizo.
How about barbacoa?
Breakfast? No, thanks, man.
You don't like barbacoa?
Nah, I'll take some brisket. If you got some brisket, we can go there. I don't need the barbacoa.
Figgy, do you like breakfast tacos?
Not really, man. I'm not the biggest fan. If I had to, it would be bacon, egg, cheese.
Yeah.
Y'all are so,
I'm not the biggest fan.
The potatoes is a waste. Like, the potatoes, to me, potato taquitos and potato burritos.
Dude,
you don't
know what you're missing.
No, they're like a cheese pizza. Like, it shouldn't be 1/3 of. Like, when you have, like, bacon, like, when they bring in Whataburger here, and there's like, oh, we got some bacon taquitos, we got some sausage taquitos, potatoes should not get 33%. Like, if you're
it's
going with
the
if you're going
flavor.
With, come on, brother.
Potato and eggs
potato
are awesome.
Potato should be something you throw in.
No.
Come on, man. Potato. If you want to throw potato into your bacon or sausage, that's fine.
No, potato
but just
and
potato,
egg.
Come on, what are we doing?
I guarantee you those be the
doing?
Last ones left.
But no
when
way.
We go over there,
no doubt.
It'd be like
no
10
way,
of those.
No, way. No doubt. And you never go with
it'd
that
be
first.
10 of those hoes over there, man.
When Whataburger comes here, you're going sausage or bacon first, and then maybe a.
When I go to Laredo Taco in Washington, okay. I usually get one of these combinations. Chorizo con huevo with barbacoa or papa con huevo with barbacoa.
Man.
Potato and egg is.
Like, if we're getting 30, maybe 5.
No.
Maybe
y'all are so
5.
Basic.
13 sausage, 12 bacon. and then 5 potatoes.
Man, you go over there to the kitchen and be like, where's the bacon? Oh, yeah, no, no bacon.
All we got left is potato.
Yep.
Every time. All we got left
that's
is potato.
That's because y'all are eating them.
You ever notice that's the dialogue? Like, and I don't know why people haven't caught on to this. Do you realize?
It's the taste, the combination.
Do these people realize? All of you people, all of you loopholes, shout out to the loopholes if you listen, you are one. Do you realize? Thank you, Faith. That is gospel right there.
No.
There's a reason that every
time. Like, that's my order.
There's a reason that every time we go into a pizza party late,
yeah.
Oh, all there is cheese.
Yeah, but that's not potato and egg taco.
It'd be five boxes of cheese pieces, yeah, man.
But that, maybe we should order that. It's a whole stack.
Yes.
And everything else is just demolished. Like freaking animals came in.
You're equating cheese pizza with potato and egg tacos.
100%.
Which are absolutely
100%.
A go-to.
Might be worse.
They're a go-to.
Might be worse.
I made them this weekend. Homemade, baby. It's potato and eggs.
Man.
It's the combination.
All we got is this buffalo chicken pizza that we ordered 3 of for some reason. Our barbecue chicken pizza. Yeah, no kidding. All there is cheese.
I agree with John. I'm with Lopez. Potato and egg made the right is the best taco you can get.
Well, the only reason
y'all are basic. Right,
let me explain this to you. Mm-hmm. This is going to hit below the belt. This is going to hit you below the belt, right. John. This is going to hurt
go
you.
Go for it.
No, this is going to hurt
you. Already
you.
Gave away my boys earlier in the show.
No, this is you sold them. This is going to hurt you. The only reason that you like potato,
mm-hmm.
I don't even know if I should say this.
Well, you got
no,
to.
I'm not going to say this. We'll go to break. To. We'll talk
you
to John McClain.
You have to.
The only reason that you like potato more. Is because a lot of the meat that you hang your head on is whack. And it hangs with that. It does not hang with the bacon and the sausage. The chorizo. Who the hell wants to eat chorizo for breakfast?
It's probably the number one selling.
Who the hell wants to eat this barbacoa for breakfast?
Barbacoa and chorizo.
Give me some bacon and sausage.
Probably...
Of course potato can hang there. That's like the Big 12 and the bacon, egg, and cheese is the SEC. When you're talking barbacoa and stuff, of course potato.
Probably the top two sellers at Laredo Taco where I go are chorizo con huevo and barbacoa. They know something you don't.
Would be the story of my life. Let's hear from John McClain straight off the practice field next.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Lyon.
All right, we got John McClain in the building, which means hit the damn music.
Oh, man, John McClain, the general, he coming up right now. Everybody line up. Line up, everybody. Stand up straight. Make sure you fit your hat. Fix your collar. Don't be looking all like that, man. The general coming. Make sure you don't talk back to him, man. Here he come.
John McClain's in the building. Straight from the practice field and the podium to your radio. John, how you living, my friend?
Living great. Posted a column on sportsradio610.com this morning. And I'll have one with Damian Pierce in the morning. We got to talk to Pierce, Dalton Schultz, D'Amico Ryans, of course, and Nico Schultz and Damian Pierce were the three players. And they were all, you know, Pierce's his enthusiasm is contagious.
Did he tell you what we told him to tell you?
No.
Oh, damn it.
And he was... You know, you listen to some of those guys. Dalton Schultz was, too. I pointed out.
He's well-spoken, huh?
They almost lost to the Texans last season. People laughed about it, but it was a fact. And what did he see then compared to what he sees now? And he basically said they took him lightly. But when he watched tape, he saw they had a lot of good young players. And when he got here, they had a lot of veteran leadership.
Mm-hmm.
And he sounded fired up. You know, he's on a one-year make good contract. One of the many things Damian Pierce talked about was having Devin Singletary. He's also on a make good one-year contract. I love it when guys are on one-year contracts or in the last year of their contract. And one thing that it's kind of – everybody thinks – we all think they're going to have good offensive line. Of course, Laramie Tunsil's never there. He's off spending his money being the highest-paid offensive lineman
in his pockets
in history. And then – Kenyon Green hadn't been there. He's rehabbing. Charlie Eck wasn't there, so he's rehabbing.
The hell's he at?
They've got he's got some kind of injury, so they have the right side, Titus Howard and Shaq Mason, that is ready to go. And then they had Quisenberry at center. Oh, also had Quisenberry left guard. Mm. Michael Dieter at left tackle. So Juice Scruggs came in to play some center. And, of course, Stroud got some snaps with the first team, but he played with a lot of backups because of guys who were hurt or not there.
We all know that you know there's going to be optimism in 32 cities right now.
Sure.
There's always going to be optimism. But there just seems to be a different kind of energy that these guys are talking with, especially when they talk about the offense. We had Damian Pierce on. He just seemed to be all about it. Dalton Schultz, we heard, and we played here, just seemed to be all about it. I mean, they are – I don't know how it's going to be, but they are sold on this offense.
I think a lot of us are sold on D'Amico. And there's no black cloud hanging over this organization this year. You really only got one way to go, and they think they're going there. Now, you know, they're not a playoff team, but you don't want to get carried away. That's why I think I'm going to stick with my six victories this season.
Six.
But it when you look at the schedule and you look at who they have, but a guy like Nico Collins, I ask him, what are you capable of doing if you stay healthy for 17 games? I'm not looking for numbers, and he just talked about helping the team and having Singletary to share the time with Pierce and his running style. He talked about Singletary also as a receiver and how much he learns from him from picking his brain. There's a lot of brain picking going on out there. Mm-hmm. And everybody was asked about Stroud, all those guys. And the first thing they talked about was how hard he works on mental stuff. And that's what this time of year is for. Then when they get into training camp, they put on pads and they actually have – people are not going to hit him, but they're going to close in on him. And seeing how he gets rid of the ball, if he's accurate. If it looks like he's going to second and third receivers or dumping off the ball, that's when we're going to know how much he learned in the offseason program. But his teammates and coaches just go on and on about him and the football aspect.
John McClain with us straight off the practice field, straight from the podium to your radio. So CJ's the number one guy right now, right? I mean, we're not.
He's not right now, but he is. He will be.
So Mills is the number one guy right
Mills
now.
Mills is the number one guy right now.
Okay. How does that make you feel?
I don't give a hoot about what happens in OTAs. And
man, you're writing columns for us.
Yeah, I don't care about it. I write about people, players, quotes. But as far as how they perform, how it makes me feel, I don't give a rat's, you know what, about who's first, second, or third team in OTAs.
But isn't that a person or a player? Isn't Davis Mills or C.J. Stroud a person or player?
Man, he about to
that
smack
may be
you.
Biggest dumbass question you've ever asked. Aren't they a person or a player?
Stare down.
Aren't they a person or a player?
You
scared
me.
I heard it right. Let's see. They're people and they're players, and specifically their quarterback.
B-Scott, please answer this video and tweet it.
I was trying to think. B-Scott,
please tweet this video ASAP.
John, how long have we known each other?
Are they a person or a player?
I've never seen your face like that. You would look like you could shoot in
B-Scott, please tweet this video out.
But you care. Like, that's
I don't
what
care
I mean.
Who's first, second, or third team right now.
Come on,
I
man.
Only care about because they're all playing with backups because there's so many backups out there. Plus, they're running players in and out on the first and second team. Had Tank Dell out there with the first team. Amari.
Glad you mentioned his name.
Rodgers. Rodgers made a great play today. And the best play was a deep pass down the middle to Xavier Hutchinson. Thrown by, I believe, Case Keenum. A long pass. He had two guys on him. He went up, caught the ball. It's the kind of things we saw him do at Iowa State. It was a tremendous play. Now you want to see him do it again.
I'm glad you mentioned Tank Dell because they haven't even put pads on. And over and over and over again, it seems like he's going to be a camp crush, so to speak, before they even get to pads.
I think one reason is his name, Tank. You know, now, if everybody went by his regular name and he was, say, 5'10 and 190, would it be the same? Fact is, he's 5'8", he's 165 with a name Tank, and he's quick. And you could see, I was watching him in punt returns today, and, of course, they weren't getting hit, but the way he was making these quick cuts going in and out of guys mm-hmm. compared to the other returners like Desmond King and new guy Steven Sims, and a couple others they had returning. But he's just, he may not be the fastest, but man, he just so difficult. I can't wait to see him when he's going to get hit.
You are, that is the best theory that you've had in the entire time on this show. I don't know if that's, the name Tank adds to the intrigue, because I think if Booger McFarland went by Anthony, I don't think he would still be on ESPN. I think the name Booger helps. You don't think Booger helps?
I think nickname helps, especially when fans and media latch on to you. And we're going to be watching Tank closer than we are some of those other guys, because he's from U of H and because of his size, his nickname, and his personality, too.
He's a little bit of an underdog because of the size.
Yes. And
everybody cheers.
Last time you did that, it didn't go too well. Well, when you threw out the underdog term with a player. If we have Tank on, don't use that term. Like, you pissed Steven Nelson off.
And he's captivating when he talks.
Mm-hmm. What does that mean?
People listen. People are kind of mesmerized listening to him, looking at each other. Did he say that? Yeah, he said that. He and Damian Pierce, I'd like to see them up there together the way we had Will Anderson and C.J. Stroud, and let the two of them just go. They got so much enthusiasm and energy and honesty.
So who all mesmerizes you on this team? Let's get your list. So you got...
Would that be as a player or as a person?
No, as like at the podium, you said...
Not many captivate me when they're... And it's not just talking. It's just their overall mannerism. You Pierce
Tank,
is one.
Tank
Dell is another one.
Stroud?
No.
How about Hutchinson?
I haven't heard from Hutchinson. I don't know.
What about Dalton Schultz?
He was good, but he's not captivating.
What about D'Amico?
No.
What about Caserio?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm captivated every time I hear Nick.
What about Laremy Tunsil?
It's been so long since I've heard him, I forgot what he sounds like.
Okay, so there's three captives. There you go. John McClain with us.
Because we meet these new guys and get to hear him more. I remember I didn't think that about Damian Pierce the first time I heard from him, but the more I watched him, the way he walks, the way he comes into a room and the room just lights up. How y'all doing? How y'all doing? Most players don't say that. Mm-hmm. And he certainly don't say it with that enthusiasm. And he just, he's kind of, he comes in like a tornado.
Tornado.
And when he leaves, everything's just quiet.
Silence.
Silence.
John McClain with us. A person, not a player. Here on In the Loop.
I wish I could frame that look.
Man. Dude, I would wear that as a shirt.
Well, if you get a camera, maybe I could do it again.
I think we got a camera.
I do have my SAG card.
You might have it.
I could turn it on again.
Have you might have for it. The writer's strike yet?
No. I'm an actor, not a writer.
No, but then the SAG people.
Yeah, they went out too, a lot of them. Yeah.
Okay. There's a writer's strike in Hollywood.
Yeah, I had no idea.
The SAG people can support them. Some of them vote.
I think
right?
I'm going to support them by, I'm not taking any roles.
Okay.
I am going on strike to support the writers.
Until the writers.
No roles for me.
Support. Coming up, let's get deep into this. Let's go around the NFL and let's get deep into this DeAndre Hopkins thing. Does it really make sense for DeAndre Hopkins to be a Texan again? Are we sure that we want that? We'll talk to John McClain about that. Plus, normally we get world famous at 11:20 on Tuesday. Special time today. World famous McClain leg hiking. A huge segment coming up next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Auto Parts.